Province. Your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
With faulty airbags having led to more vehicle recalls, a consumer expert says it's nothing out of the ordinary. For the past month, the National Consumer Commission has announced several car recalls affecting at least six brands, including VW, Ford and Mercedes-Benz. Yesterday, it said Chrysler 300C models made between 2006 and 2010, as well as certain Audi 3 A3 models, were being flagged over faulty Takata driver airbags. Consumer expert Wendy Nola says there's nothing different or sinister about the recent recalls. She says it's important for motorists to check if their car is affected and get it fixed as soon as possible.
The NCC is just being diligent in publicising them. They've always been in every market, in every brand. The trick is to be aware if it's your brand and to get the fix done. Well, every brand will have a South African website, a place where you can go to check for recalls. It's just a way of life, and we should be happy that the recalls are happening and that they're public, so that if there's a problem, it can get fixed.
The teachers' union has bemoaned what it's called a deepening academic crisis in KZN.
What is most troubling is that there are no timeframes or assurances given that this crisis will be resolved before schools open in January.
This after Provincial Treasury revealed that the Education Department doesn't have enough money to order textbooks for the 2026 school year. The department was placed under the Public Finance Management Act after overspending. The Basic Education Minister this week held urgent talks with officials in Durban over the provincial department's financial crisis. It was agreed that a task team be established and for 900 million rand to be released in an effort to help meet obligations. The Nono Mudli, spokesperson for NAPTOSA in KZN, says a lack of funds for textbooks will jeopardize the academic year.
We call on Treasury and the department to act with urgency and transparency. Education cannot be a casualty of fiscal mismanagement.
Officials from Treasury and Education are due to meet today to come up with a solution. And around two dozen vessels on an aid mission to Gaza are reported to be kilometers away from the Strip's shores. According to the flotilla tracker, one of the ships has entered into Gaza's territorial waters. They've continued sailing after Israel intercepted and detained some 200 activists last night. The military boarded about 28 ships that form part of the Global Sumud Flotilla. Activists aboard include Swedish climate campaigner Greta Thunberg, Nelson Mandela's grandson Mandla Mandela, and actress Susan Sarandon. Israel's foreign ministry says the Navy had told the vessels to change course as they were approaching an active combat zone. It says all those aboard the vessel have been transferred to an Israeli port. The flotilla has described the interception as illegal. Durban's going up to a high of 21 degrees, Maritzburg 16, Richards Bay 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins get their new season underway today against Boland in the four-day series. The Springboks will know what they have to do in order to win the Rugby Championship when they take on Argentina on Saturday. And the All Blacks, they've made six changes for their clash against the Wallabies in the Rugby Championship.